This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 8, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Nobody seems surprised to learn that the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers won its staring contest with Boeing. Late Friday afternoon, the company conceded that mediated talks had failed. The strike was delayed 48 hours for one more try, but began at 12:01 a.m. Saturday morning. During the work stoppage, Boeing says it will support customers, continue delivering airplanes completed prior to the strike, and continue to provide spare parts. The hiatus in assembly, however, will cost the company an estimated $100 million a day. The IAM sent a defiant statement to its members, quote, "This company disrespected the process, bargained illegally, and most of all disrespected the finest aerospace workers anywhere on the planet by failing to meet your expectations. Armed with your strong strike vote, the IAM negotiating committee continues to try and convince the company to meet our members' demands," unquote. A tragic accident has claimed the life of a pilot during preparations for the Reno air races. 32-year-old Formula One air racer Erica Simpson of Phillipsburg, New Jersey, died when the Cassatt 3M she was flying suffered a structural failure during an evaluation flight about 9 a.m. Saturday. FAA spokesman Ian Greger says the aircraft experienced a wing separation during a roll. He adds organizers were observing her as part of the certification process prior to the start of racing. Erica Simpson was a 7,000-hour commercial pilot, former Reno competitor, and according to her website, was most recently employed as a captain at Citation Shares, a fractional ownership management company. ANN extends our sympathies to Erica's family and friends. The results are in following an FAA audit announced in April of U.S. airline compliance with airworthiness directives. Acting Administrator Robert Sturgill said Friday, FAA inspectors found an overall compliance rate of 98% in more than 5,600 audits of airworthiness directives at U.S. air carriers. In the remaining 2% of the audits, the carriers resolved the issues of noncompliance before the airplanes flew again. Says Sturgill, quote, "This audit gives us confidence that, overall, the system is safe and in almost every instance the airlines are complying with our safety directives," unquote. Acknowledging that a 2% failure rate is still not what the FAA expects, Sturgill added, quote, "We're focusing on the language of our directives to make sure they're clear, concise, and unambiguous, and we're working with industry to approve work in progress before the compliance date," unquote. The U.S. Coast Guard yesterday suspended active search efforts for one crew member still missing in the fatal crash of an HH-65 Dolphin helicopter Thursday night off Honolulu, Hawaii. 42-year-old Commander Thomas Nelson of Staten Island, New York, has been missing since the chopper went down during training south of the island. U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Manson Brown told the Honolulu Advertiser, quote, "Crews have diligently searched around the clock since Thursday for our missing aviator, but I've decided to end our active search for Commander Nelson," unquote. On Friday, Brown had confirmed recovery of the bodies of the other three crew members. The helicopter was said to have hit the water during what was described as a routine mock search and rescue exercise. Brown acknowledged the emotions affecting the search crews. Quote, "This is a very difficult case because rescuers are being rescued," unquote. Local fire and police departments and the U.S. Navy had been assisting in the search. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing where we'll tell you more about these stories. NASA officially delays the next two shuttle missions. The FAA says replacements for outdated computers in Atlanta are in the works. And a warrant is issued for the Firebug flight attendant. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airways is my guest. He'll share lessons from the story of a family of relatively inexperienced pilots who recently flew from New York State to Alaska. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.